New season brings new appetites. As the great Mark Twain once said, it's spring fever. That is what the name of it is. And when you've got it, you want, oh, you don't quite know what it is you do want, but it just fairly makes your heart ache, you want it so. Now that spring is here and the world is waking up, I find myself with what Mr. Twain would have called a case of spring fever. A long cold winter and more than enough unfortunate circumstances have made those wants and aches just a little stronger this year. That want to get out and feel the warmth of the sun and enjoy all smells that come along with new growth in the gardens. But I have come to find that this is the time of year that the winter really starts to weigh heavily on me, literally. After holidays, lockdowns and a few extra takeout orders for virtual wing clubs, I'm left feeling a little sluggish, one might say. Certainly in need of a few good hikes and maybe a few better choices when it comes to mealtime. The body is an amazing machine. If you listen closely, it tells you what it needs. The trick is it speaking in whispers and cravings. For me, I find that in fall and winter I'm drawn to those pub favorites like chicken wings or thick rich soups and stew type foods. You know, the ones that fill you up and keep you warm. But spring, this is the time the mind and stomach start looking for lighter and fresher fare. My wife certainly agrees with my sudden, keen interest in shaking off the winter. Kim and I both find ourselves craving the opportunity to get out on long evening walks and weekend hiking on our favorite trails. Even on our date nights, it seems now we are more apt to order from the lighter offerings of our favorite spots. We are lucky to live in a community that gives us the ample opportunity to do just that. This city has so many great parks and trails just waiting to be explored, and we are incredibly lucky to have so many outstanding restaurants and pubs to choose from. I think our restaurant industry has come a long way over the last decade in expanding menu offerings to reflect the changes in flavors and fare that we all crave. Don't get me wrong. The deep-fried greasy goodness is still alive and well in our city's culinary landscape. There are many new players and so many new dishes to explore. Here is a few I think worthy of a trek. Homestead Artisan Bakery and Cafe, 80 Dunlop Street E. Not only does Homestead bake an outstanding sourdough, they offer a wide selection of artisanal cafe fare. If you're in the neighborhood, drop in and try out the garden lox or one of their many daily features. In addition to great food, they offer a Good Roots program with themed garden packages for those interested in growing vegetables at home. Their goal is to encouraging people in grow food just like the good old days. A generous 50% of each Good Roots product purchase goes to support local gardening initiatives and sustainable and regenerative agriculture in our community. Bespoke Kitchen and Market, 55 Collier Street. A great addition and cool concept right across from Barrie City Hall, this place has an amazing variety of the now trendy bowls popping up on menus everywhere. Fresh ingredients and alternative grains and proteins give you the ability to create a dish to satisfy whatever you're craving. I'm a poke bowl kind of guy and Kim says Buddha is the way. I'll let you decide. North Country Barbecue, 10 Dunlop Street E. This place is legit. The barbecue is great, the patio is amazing and the staff are outstanding. A warm night on the patio, an order of cowboy caviar and a couple of margaritas. You've got the makings of a great date night right there. A great spot right in the heart of downtown. Okay, you got me. I ordered the wings, too. We have an amazing variety of restaurants and food places to choose from in this city. Whatever you find yourself craving, there is a spot for you. I'd encourage all of you to give into that ache of spring fever. Get out for that walk, plan a date night and shake off that long winter funk. Let's welcome a new patio season. Cheers!